Good morning, my brothers and sisters. How are we? Are we here to sing, to hear some amazing songs? I can't wait. This is one of my favorite Sundays of the entire year. I love this Sunday, not just because I get the Sunday off, but also because we get to hear God's word proclaimed through song. And that is an incredible thing. Now, one thing I do have to say is that we are going to hear some amazing music today, and the children are going to come up here, and it's going to be absolutely adorable. But I want you to hold your applause until the very end. This is going to be a worship service. We're going to be worshiping our God and King, and we want to make sure all attention is on Him and His Word. And then at the end, you guys can go crazy. All right? All right, very good. With that, then, let us begin. Let us begin this service, remembering, looking forward to the time that we're going to celebrate like crazy when Jesus is actually born on that first Christmas. Let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, so much for this beautiful day that you have given us, Lord. This day that we get to bow in reverence and worship you. Lord, I pray that you would be here among us today. Help us, Lord, as we hear your word. Build up our faith. Strengthen us, Lord, so that we can be your people in this world on this celebratory time of year. Thank you, Lord, for all this. In your name we pray. Amen.
Wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you are naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." To the woman, he said, "I will make your pains in childbearing very severe. With painful labor, you will give birth to children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you." To Adam, he said, Because you listened to your wife and ate fruit from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil, you will eat food from it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you will return.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Where midnight skies were clear, so long ago, so far.
A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist.
And with fear and trembling.
But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be our peace.
Earth and shadow, restlessly hold, labor's waiting. Silent hope for the promise it longs to know what heaven holds. Then the angels in holy
of mercy confess. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Holy forever. Did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child
Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be the sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria, Gloria in excelsis Deo, in excelsis Deo. Gloria, Gloria in excelsis Deo, in excelsis Deo. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why a joyous strains prolong? What the gladsome tidings be, which inspire your heavenly song, singing, Gloria.
When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It was revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet Anna, the daughter of Penuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him.
All right. Well, I could get up without my notes, but that would be bad. All right. First of all, we have to give thanks to God and praise to him for all his incredible gifts, especially these wonderful people up here who proclaim God's word to us today in such an amazing way, with such amazing gifts and with so much work. They have been practicing and putting this together for months. And it's kind of sad because it's over all at once. But nevertheless, I'm sure they're all relieved too, though. But nevertheless, let's, again, give thanks to God and give thanks to these wonderful Christian people for helping us this morning. Jeff? All right. Now, there's one person up here in particular that we need to draw attention to. And she is very normally, as usual, hiding in the back where nobody can find her. But, Laura, if you could come forward at this time. Laura is an incredible music director.
Everyone, my name's Jeff. I'm on the board of directors. I'm your vice president here. And I just wanted to give a special thanks to Laura for all the hard work she's done. So give it up.
Laura, just so you know, I mean, I have no musical ability whatsoever, okay? I do have to say I'm rather impressed with my partner in ministry, Josh. You know, when we called him here, I just prayed that God would send us a humble teacher who loves God and loves people, and he did that. God gave us that and so much more. So we just really want to thank you guys. It's just amazing. Thank you, Laura. Thank you so much. All right, in addition to that, there is a rule. It's like the 11th commandment. It says, wherever two or three Lutherans are gathered together, there shall be an offering. So don't forget, we have our joyful duty and worship to God to continue to support his ministry. So as you guys head out today, there will be ushers standing in the doorways to collect the offering. Also, it's 9 degrees outside, at least it was. Now it's 12. Wow, toasty. We figured it might be a little chilly out there this morning to be roasting chestnuts. So we, Lauren Bates' husband, made chestnut kits for you instead. So, but even though you can't have the chestnuts here at church, there is some figgy pudding to enjoy on the way out the door. Other than that, let's see here. Our wonderful Momco. We got an incredible ministry here to the, we always say that being a mom is a really hard job, and there's an incredible ministry that we have at church here called Momco, and it's basically a ministry supporting moms and giving them encouragement and a little bit of peace and quiet while somebody else watches their children. And they are raising funds right now so that they can go to MomCon, which I think is a hilarious name. It's sort of like Comic-Con, only for moms, but it's sort of like superheroes are still involved, so we're good. What they're going to be doing, though, is they're going to be selling these, what they call messy bracelets, and see if I can hold everything in my hand. Can somebody hold the messy bracelet for me? Just hold that up. Thank you. All right, this says, life can be messy and feel out of control. Remember, the cross has the final say. No matter what the day brings, God is in control, and I pray this bracelet is a reminder that God's got you and is in control of whatever lies ahead. Trust in his timing and his plan. And so if you guys would support the moms group so that they can go to MomCon, that would be amazing. And with that, we do need to pray. And heading into prayer time. All right. Three things we want to pray for. Diane Lewis is okay. We were really worried about her. She had something in her lung that showed up on the X-ray or on the imaging, and we were concerned that it was a growth of some kind. It turned out just to be an object that was in there, and they were able to just take it out, and she is now home recovering. And in a few weeks, she'll be back worshiping with us again. Dawn LaBob had a knee replacement this week, so pray for her as she recovers. And we want to pray for the Mangrum family. Carol lost her sister just a couple days ago. She suddenly fell sick and died rather quickly. And so it's kind of a shock, and we want to be praying for that family as well. All right, let us pray, my friends. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much for your incredible grace and mercy, Lord. This story, Lord, of your being born into this world, Lord, so that you could spend time with us, Lord. Teach us in our language so that we know you and know the Father. Lord, I pray that you would help us, Lord, to always be able to cling to the forgiveness that you earned for us through your suffering and death and your resurrection. Lord, I pray that you would be with the Mangrum family at their loss of Carol's sister, Lord. Help them, Lord, to while they grieve, that they can grieve in the peace and knowledge, Lord, of eternal life. And Lord, I pray that you would continue to be with our sisters, Lord, Dawn and Diane, Lord, as they recover from their surgeries, Lord. Thank you for the health that you have given them and all of us. Lord, I pray that you would be with every family of our congregation and every child. Help us, Lord, to grow in faith. Help us, Lord, to know you better, Lord, and to have every confidence so that we can, in the worst of times and the best of times, bring glory and praise and honor to you for all that you have done for us. Thank you, Jesus. In your holy name we pray. Amen. And receive our Lord's blessing. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of his Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.